You understand? Lachi Potter Rabbanon. That's why the Rabbanon say it's Potter, because it's called the Shchita Shenerui according to Rabbi Shimon. Elo Laman Diyam with the Rabbanon. If you learn the Sony Yosef, teach them eat with the Rabbanon, that means if you make a Shchita on Shabbos with the Raisa, you're allowed to eat the meat. It's more to teach from the meat. It's only us with the Rabbanon. Elo Laman Diyam with the Rabbanon. They saw my Potter Rabbanon. Why the Rabbanon say it's Potter? Look, it's a Shchita Ruya if you shecht on Shabbos. So how can the Rabbanon say if you're gone now for Tofach for Shabbos? That you put it from Dal Vehei, the Churi not Chayiv Misa, so Churi should be Chayiv Dal Vehei. And the Churi is called the Shchita Haruya, you're allowed to eat from the meat Midiraisa. So Gemara is true. Ashara, the after the Rabbanon say you put it only goes on the other cases. Avoid the Zorah Vesharan Nisko. If you shech Lashem avoid the Zorah, there it's also Bano, therefore it's a Shchita Shen Haruya. And the same thing is Sharan Nisko. Renech Nami, a Shabbos, a Yeshecht on Shabbos, according to the Rabbonin, you also be Chayiv Dalvehei. Now, Rab Meir, Amay Mechayiv Shechel Dalvehei Dezorah, what's the Pshat on Rab Meir? Rab Meir says, if you're Gonaf on Shabbos and Yeshecht, or else you're Gonaf and Yeshecht Hashem Avoy Dezorah, still you Chayiv Dalvehei. The question is why? The Chur, if you take this shore now that you stole and Yeshecht Hashem Avoy Dezorah, so Kiv on the Shachet Bar Purta, as soon as you take your knife and start to cut the neck, start to make a Shchita, Asra, right away it becomes Asra Bano. As soon as you do one little mitzvah, L'shem Avodah Zarah, you make it into a Tashmish Avodah Zarah. That's Azuv Chay Meisim. Edux, when you finish doing the Shchita, Isuri Anohu, it's already Asra Bano, this shore. And therefore, V'lai Demore Katovach. You're not shechting the owner's shore anymore. Because once the shore becomes Asra Bano, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. So Lach of Gonah Katovach is only if you shecht the owner's shore. But here, Lachura, once you did a little shchit l'shem avodah zarah, it's also by law, it's not the owners anymore. So why are you chayav dal zeh, according to Rabbi Meir? The Rashi says, Kivon neshachet bar purtisasa, mishum zivchei meisim. The Kosanka diet that we hold now, that yeshno l'shchita mechilu v'yatzoif. When you do a maisa shchita, from the beginning till the end, it's called a maisa shchita. Even the beginning, when you first put the knife to the neck, that's the beginning of the shchita. Therefore, as soon as you start to make the shchita, it's called you're doing the shchita. L'shem avoy dezara, the behemoth becomes also bano. But ulin yitashlu medal v'hei v'tov choy kula binun. You only chayv dal v'hei after you shech the animal. You shech the two simanim, right? The two simanim. Because you're really come on. Ki gom alo lav demore katofach. When you finished your shchita, doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Shekvar ibda mimenu koydem shchita. V'nesra lo v'hevo lei kemoi sheshlichu liyor kodem shchita to mishalim kerem v'keifel v'sulai. The Kura doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Says, so why, of course, we're mei, are you chayiv dal v'hei? So Marin says, I'll tell you, on my rova, the case is talking about over here, v'yoyma, when you say, v'gmar zvicha hu oivdo, that you speak out when you make the shchita, you don't have in mind to do the beginning of the shchita shem avoy dezara, but you say clearly rather, v'gmar zvicha. When I finish the Zvicha, that's when I have that to do with the Shem Avodah Zarah. So therefore, at the end of the Shchita, it's called you did a Shchita already. So that's why you also Chayav Dal Vehei. Rashi says, the Gemar Zvicha Avodah Zarah Avod. The Gemar Zvicha Avodah Zarah Avod. You're only doing it at the end, not at the beginning. Therefore, it's called the whole Shchita is the owner's Ashor. Therefore, you Chayav Dal Vehei. Now, Shor ha-niskofret gemara, isuri anoninu, lav demore katofach. If so, what does it say if you're gone off a shor ha-niskofret and you shecht it? That you chayiv dal vei, l'chura, shor ha-niskofret is also wasa v'hano. So if it's also v'hano, l'chura, you're not shechting the onus. So why are you chayiv? So really, the court of Mark has the same kasha upon Gnei Verosa. The gemara is over the shchita though, how could Rabbi Meir say if you steal a shor ha-niskofret? Yechayiv if you shecht it, l'chura the shchita is not on the bilims. It's also bano. Again, the chorus will be a raya that shor ha-niskofret becomes also bano mechayim, even when the animal is still alive. So Marin says, Oma rov v'hocha v'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, hocha v'mayaskinon, kagoyin shemosru l'shoymer. We're talking about that the owner first gave it over to a shoymer. He gave a shoymer to watch his shor for him before the shor did any damage. V'hezik v'vei shoymer. Now by the Shoymer's house, your shor went and killed somebody. For who was the base Shoymer? And then, like, the Aedis came to base Shoymer. V'nigma din v'vei Shoymer. and Bezdin Paskin Leisna that this Shah killed a man. Therefore, it's called a Shahanisko. We have a Chiyuv now to kill the Shah, to stone the Shah. That's the case we're talking about. And it's time the person stole it now from the Shomer. So it's like this. For Rabbi Meir, Sovulok Rabbi Yaakov. Hatei Rabbi Meir that says if somebody steals it and shechts it from the Shomer, he's Chayiv Dal Vehet to the Shomer, holds like this. That Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, Sovulok Rabbi Shimon. And he also holds like Rabbi Shimon Svara. Sovulok Rabbi Yaakov, like Rabbi Yaakov Diyomar, Af Mishenig Madinoi, Herzira Shomer Levoilim, Mulsar. That even though by the Shomer's house the Shomer killed somebody, and Bezdin Paskinois, the Shah has to be killed, the Shah on his stone. Still, we hold like Rabbi Yaakov that if the Shomer would fast go and return to the Bailim, he'd be potter. Even though the Shah was already Yasa Bahano, you have a right to say, Resh Lachl Fonecha, this is the Shah that I took from you, it's Ezek Shein Aniko, therefore he's potter. That's Rabbi Yaakov's word. Rashi says, Mukhsar, the Yom Aloy, the Shomer has a right to say, Resh Lachl Fonecha, here's yours. Nimsay, Shafo P, Shane the Shovel, even though it's not worth anything, Gurim Lamamino, still your Gurim Lamamin, the Ganif now that steals it from the Shomer is causing the Shomer loss. Because the Chozaman Shukayim, Chozaman the Shomer has the Shur and Isko, Shomer Paiter Asatsme boy. If he returns it now fast to the Onam, he could free himself. He won't have to pay any money later. The Im Yoivad, but if you lose it now from him, is Yeshalim Dom of the Shomer will have to pay. So, the Gemara says that the Sovulok Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Meir also holds like Rabbi Shimon Svaro. The Yama that Rabbi Shimon holds, Dover Hagarim Lamamin Kamamadami. Something that's a cause for you to loss of money is called like money. Dover Hagarim Lamamin, something that's a cause for you to have money. And if you lose it, you're going to lose money, it's called like Mamadami. See also this Shomer. The Shomer now has a Shahaniskal. Now, even though it's not worth a penny, the Shomer, it's also Bahano, but for the Shomer himself, it's worth a lot. Because if the Shomer would return the Shomer Nisko to the owner, he's going to be potter. If somebody comes now and steals it away from the Shomer, so the Shomer can't return this to the owner, so the Shomer now is going to have to pay the owner for a regular Shomer. So it comes out, by you stealing the Shomer from the Shomer, you're goyrim, the Shomer, to lose out money. For the Shomer, this Shomer Nisko is called the Dovra Gurim Lamamin. It's a cause for him, like to save himself $100. Because of the Shor now, I can return it, and I'll be Yitzhak Machayiv. Where if somebody takes away the Shor from me now, I'm going to have to pay the value of the Shor to the owner. So behold, like Rabbi Meir, that Dovra Gurim Lamamin is Kamamin Dami. So it's like the Shomer now has Lamamin in the Shor, so if somebody steals the Shor and shechs the Shor, he'll be Chayiv Dal Vehei. This now we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Kodoshim Shechayiv Achriyuson Chayiv. Kodshim that Yechayiv Achriyuson, if somebody steals it from you, he's Chayiv. Rashi learns. Kodshim, if you are makdish an animal for, let's say, for Korban Oila, and it's your Achriyus, that if the Shor gets lost, you have to bring another one, so then it's called like yours. Rashi says, Gonaf. Shagonaf Kodoshim Eves Bailim. If somebody steals this Korban now from you, in Kibla Bolavol of Achriyus, if the owner has Achriyus on it, that it should be upon me a chiyuv to bring a korban oila, and he's mafresh this korban, and now somebody steals it from the owner. The loch is chayiv l'shalom kefil. According to Rabbi Shimon, you chayiv to pay the owner kefil. The alpha god the lav didehu el the hegdish. Even though really, who owns this shore? Hegdish, you are mafresh. It's a korban oila already. It doesn't belong to you. But kiv on the germ l'mamino, since it's a cause for you to have money, because the mayis, if it dies, you'll have to pay money for it. It's so could today, dummy. This is called like yours. Since so, you see, what if Shimon owns Dover, Gurim Lamamin is called Kamamin dummy. So here also, by the Shomer, it's called Dover, Gurim Lamamin. Therefore, somebody steals the Shomer Nisko from the Shomer, he's Chayiv, and if he's Shechted, he's Chayiv Dalvehei. It's not the Gemara, it's not like this. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Kodashim Shechayiv Dach Yusen. If somebody says, Hooray Alai Korban Oila, it's upon me the Chayiv to bring the Korban Oila. Chayiv. The person's chayiv to bring the korban. And if somebody steals it from him now, the person's chayiv to pay the owner, kefil. Alma, what do we see? Dover ha-gurim l'mamin is k'mamin dami. Since this shore for this owner right now, even though it's hegdish, even though it's a korban oila, but since for you it's worth money, because if for you if it gets stolen now, you'll have to bring another one, it's a gurim for you to have money now. If so, it's called like your money. And therefore, if somebody steals it from you, he's chayiv to pay you back kefil, if he makes a geneva. So here also, that's why if somebody steals and shechs the Shomer Nisko from the Shomer, that's the case that is Chayiv Dal Vehei. Omer Rav Kana said, "I'm Risa Lashmai to Kaim with Rav Zid." I said all this halach in front of Rav Zid, min Adoy from Nadoi, and he said this. Me matzus mukus not this and Rabbi Meir, but like Rabbi Shimon, could you set sign now? Mishlag Rav Meir, not like Rabbi Shimon. Here, so Rashi says, "Me matzus mukus not this and Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Shimon." So Rashi says on the part of the Mishnah that says, "To go now for talk of Yom Kippurim, Rabbi Meir lechuda, the Yom like Rabbi Shalim." You want to say before that after the Mishnah says if you make a gneiv and a tzvich on Yom Kippur, lemaisa de yechayiv, that yechayiv to pay the alav hay. So the question was, I yechayiv malchus for the Issa Yom Kippur and yechayiv mamin. I we say ain loikim mishalim. So you want to answer at the beginning? No, it goes according to Rabbi Meir. Meir holds loikim mishalim. So Mar says that a good terrace without Rabbi Shimon for a katani say for the sefer says Rabbi Shimon points to Mishnah Yelu. Rabbi Shimon says you put through these two cases. Mechlaud of a kula maslis in meida. Mashma the whole Mishnah Rabbi Meir agrees to it. Rashi says Vishnah means Afagav Rabbi Shimon Shchita Shenruya Loi Shemay Shchita Hashchita Ruya Kachoshim Haviyom Nekapurim Polik Mishum Diem Loikim Mishalim Amalei Loi Nechlaud the meida Betofach Amachol Rufu Leklov. It could be no. It could be maybe that that's what we say Rabbi Shimon agrees to before, not that he agrees to before. Maybe Rabbi Shimon knows Ain Loikim Mishalim. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would argue on Yom Kippur also. That Rabbi Shimon agrees is only by Tofach and Machal Refuah, or else the Klovim. Those two cases Rabbi Shimon would agree that Yechayev Dal Vehei. Because there it's not called the Shrita Shen Ruya. If you shecht an animal and your intention is to give it to your dog, so what? Lamaisa was a good Shrita, that's called the Shrita Ruya. But it could be Rabbi Shimon talk of his own Rabbi Meir, that if you would shecht, if you would steal on Yom Kippur and make a Shrita, since Yechayev Malkis for the Malach of Yom Kippur, maybe you'd be potter from paying Dal Vehei. Who would say ain't like your mishalim? Then the Mishnah says, "Gonaf mishalavet v'tofach hamocher." If you stole something belonging to your father and you made a tzvicha, you chayiv dal v'hei. Now, boy, minei rovim Rav Nachman, gonaf shor shal shnei shutfim. Let's say you stole the shor that belongs to two partners, v'tofchay, and you went and you made a tzvicha. So, who you chayiv dal v'hei? For hoydel liyachad mehen, and then later you went to admit to one of the two shutfim that you stole it from him before Bezdin gave the chiyuv. So ma, what's the locha? On half that you moided to, yes moided b'knas yipata. So now l'chur to the other shutfim, you didn't agree, and then Adam came and told him that yichayiv, would you have to pay to the other shutfim half? Do we dashin chamisha boka amar achman of loy chamisha chatzoy boka? You only have to pay a complete five and not half of a five. There, since you admitted to one shirt of your pelter on half, you don't have to pay the other half either. Or Dilma maybe no, Chamisha Baka, Om Rachman, Vafilu Chamisha, Chatzoy Baka. Normally you have to pay a complete five. But here, if you admitted to one shirt of, maybe you put it to him, but to the other shirt of, you would have to pay the other half. So maybe at a chalami, maybe half, you would have to pay. That's the suffix. Or Malaysia, he answered back, yes. We dashin Chamisha Baka, Om Rachman, Veloi Chamisha, Chatzoy Baka. And that's five halves. So in a case where you were moider to one shutif that you put it from half, the other half we can't be mechayiv anymore. That a dal vei is only a complete dal vei, not a half. So Mar says, Eisvei, I have a kash from this. It says, now Mishnah, gonaf mishaloviv, if a son stole from his father, he stole the shor from his father. V'topach then, he shechted the mark and he sold it. V'yachach kach meisoviv, and then the father dies. Slacher is mishal tashluzi above the chamisha. There's a chiyuv to pay four and five, because the Meister Vishasi stole it, and Vishasi made the tzvicha, the father was still alive. So it comes out it's not his yet, he didn't have the Yerusha yet. So therefore he's making a geneva and a tzvicha on somebody else's shore, so he's taking chayiv dal vehei. Then the father died. Now, for Hoch over here that the father died, kivun the meisoviv, kimoisha kodim vahoydil yechad miyam dami, sechur es chali din Yerusha now. So let's say there are four brothers, so all brothers get an equal share. There's a b'chor, he gets two shares. But the chura now that he gets a share in it also. So for the one share that he deserves, he's going to be potter. He doesn't have to pay himself. So chura, to the one share that he has to get, he's potter from that much dal v'hei. And so it's like he admitted to his chelik of it. Uktoni, and still the Mishnah says, Mishal tashlum yabod chamisha, he's going to have to pay the rest of the money. So chura, he says, do have to pay the rest of the money. Or Malaysia said back to them, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here, Kagoyin shomad over b'din. I tell you, the father took you to the interior already. So now the chiyuv was to pay the four and five to the father. That's why you had the chiyuv to pay. So Mar says, but you want to tell me, let's say they didn't go to the din Torah yet. Mar, then you want to tell me, then the son will not have to pay four and five.
because since he yashkins one small chelik of it, so he doesn't have to pay the complete four or five. His potter, is that true? The Gemara asks, "Ihochi, if so, adi toni sefer. Why does the sefer have to say? Where is there a case that you potter? The sefer says, "Gonav mishalovit, a person stole from his father, umeis, and then the father died. So you yashkin it. Now it's yours already." Then you go and shechter, you make a mechirom. Here's the case: is ainu misham toshum evav v'chamisha. Why? Because you shechted your own, you sold your own. This is the only case you're potter. Mashma, any time you shechted the first before the father died, you chayiv dalat v'hei. The question is why? Niflo v'lidei. Why does it make a difference in the loch itself? V'medva mamurim. When do we say you chayiv kishama b'din? Only if the father was alive and took you to din Torah already. So it's time to chayiv ready to pay dalat v'hei. Avul lo yamad b'din, but if they didn't take you to the din Torah yet, ain't a mishan to shem above the chamisha. Then maybe you don't have to pay dalat v'hei, because since you're potter for paying your chelik, because whatever you have Yerusha in it, you're potter, so it's time to be potter. Tamar says, Amalei yeses back hachinam yitaka right. Really, in such a case, also you're potter. Just id dinosa reisha, since the reisha talks about gonav mishaloviv, v'tofach umachov yachakach meisoviv, not the safe and I'm said the safe also the same thing. They are gonna mishalov who may solve if Yakakak Tofakumacha. Prenachanami. Really you'd be potter even in a case if the father died afterwards, and in a case where he didn't take you to the din Torah yet. It wasn't Amma Bedin. Mar says now, let Safra in the morning Amalei, he said back to him now that Chamisha Bokam Rachmana Vyafilu Chamisha Chasoy Boka. He was Chaiser. In the morning he said no, even though you only have to pay half of the five, even in a case where you were moigah to one shutif, that you potter from half, you only have to pay the other half, still I hold that you chayiv. I say, chamisha boker machmana, v'yafilu chamisha chatzoi boker. I v'haydelo yarmu l'cho bruto, how come I didn't tell you this last night? Why didn't I tell it to you already last night? Why didn't I tell you?